We had some connection problems at the beginning of the broadcast. The Indians easily won the first set. We now join the broadcast at the beginning of the second set.
Now we're getting some test. Oh, now we're back. Are we back on the air? Are we on the air?
Okay.
Okay, it sounds like we're on the air. Sorry for that little bit of a delay. Sorry about that little bit of delay. We're back. We got things working. So anyway, Indians are up now. Well, actually, we're tied 2-2 with a ending kill here by Cassidy Martin. Buppy. Buppy gets a great dropping ace serve for the Indians. So we're off to a fairly good start. Score 3-2. Another good serve by Buppy. Pandora is able to keep it in play. The number 13, who gets a kill right smack in the middle of the court. I'm thinking our two outsides need to close in a little bit on that. With I think Madison Rammel went in for the pancake. Of course, she was about 10 feet away from it. But Bupp to Rammel, out to Stone, who gets blocked to Kaya, back set to Martin, who gets a great hit down the line, great kill down the line. So, again, Pandora does a great job with blocking.
I don't know what their problem was when they weren't blocking at first.
They sure have picked it up a notch. So they're doing a nice job. Cassie Martin back to serve for the Indians. Score 4-3. Nice drive. Nice hard serve. She gets an ace off the libero. You know it's good when you can get an ace off the libero.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep. So nice serve by Cassie Martin. We'll see if the Indians can keep this rolling. Another great serve, and she gets another ace off the hands of number 3. Asking the coach if that was out. Sometimes you just got to say, does it matter at this point? You know, that's what I always say to my kids when they ask me that. Does it matter? So Cassie Martin gets us another point, and then they put it in great play serve here. Yeah, number 3 to Pandora, who two-hand. And then to Brooke Garkey. Madison Rammel to Brooke Garkey for the kill. So Pandora is probably not a bad team. They're just having a hard time getting the ball to their setter, and they're not just struggling with passing. Cassidy Martin serves it out of bounds. Good, hard, aggressive serve, though. She serves good. She serves very well. So that puts her on the bench and puts Kaya Wendell back in. To Buppy. To Rammel, back set to Stone, who roll shots it into a humongous hole.
They
were not ready, and sometimes if you're not reading what that hitter is doing, you're never going to get to that ball. So, Kelsey Judy back in for Madison Rammel, and I believe Fortkamp was in for Hannah Kanacki. So Kelsey Judy back to serve for the Indians. And she did a great job serving for us last night. She got a whole bunch of aces. I think she ripped off, eight serves in a row, probably 3 or 4 of them were aces. So we'll see what she can do for us tonight. So it looks like they're trying to wipe up some water off the floor. I'm not sure. I think they've got it taken care of. Yep. So game on. Again, Kelsey Judy back to serve. Oh, and she dribbles one just barely over. But they handle it, and it goes out of bounds. Pandora hits it out of bounds. So gives us a point. Score 9-4. So Kelsey back to serve again. Nice ace. Yep. There she goes again, getting us that ace.
Seemed like when I'm going back a few games with the St. Henry game, our serving was not. I wouldn't say it was that good compared to right now. Kelsey Judy's been really good. Alexa Buff's been really good. Kai's been really good. Carly's been really good. I think we're figuring out what we got to do
to win
games.
I agree.
And remember, for Recovery Radio, we'll be hosting or be on the air with the volleyball team that hosts Coldwater Cavaliers, and that'll be broadcasted with Steve Stone and Diana Rammel. And Friday, the football team will host Delphi St. John's, a big game, and also homecoming night. And that'll be broadcast by Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns. And remember, after the game, Rocking with a Rocker. Two hours of music with Rocker. So stay tuned after that. We're in timeout right now.
Yeah, we just thought we'd chit-chat through that. Yeah. So I think we're all right. We're doing all right. So,
yeah.
And I don't know what she said to Pandora, what to her teammates, but I think she took about a 10-second timeout. We took our full minute. So back out to serve is Kelsey Judy, who gets a great serve. Pandora handles it pretty easily. For an attack on the outside hitter who gets a great, great kill.
Buppy wasn't ready for that one because
she... Yeah. I feel like she came off the line because
I think she's waiting for the block.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Carly and Brooke. And yep. Usually they only get ball past them, yeah. So I don't think she was expecting it.
Yeah. Wendell to Judy to Brooke Garkey, who gets a great, great kill.
It's good to see her back.
Yeah, it is good to see her. Those big long arms, and that girl can reach for miles. You know, I think when she was in the eighth grade, she was only about 5'7", and she could outreach my husband, who's 6'2". So Carly Stone in to serve, gets the ace, a real short, short dribbler just over the net. Didn't quite hit the net, but just barely gets it over and gets the ace. So good job for Carly Stone. Gives our score, makes our score 12-5. Another little short serve. Pandora handles it. To their libero, sets up the libero to Kyle Wendell, to Kelsey Judy, and out to Paige Judy, who pounds it, straight down. No blockers. When you're 6'2 and you don't have a blocker,
you need
to pound it.
Yeah. You won't begin to kill, you'd be a little disappointed.
Yep. So Carly Stone gets another short one over, and it's free balled back to Stone, to Kelsey Judy.
In the net.
Kelsey Judy gets in the net. It was a little tight. It was definitely a tight pass. So it kind of pushed her in the net a little bit. Makes her score 13-6. Pandora's back to serve. Serve receive. Kyle Wendell, who sends it over the net. That's rare of her. Number three hits it to Stone, who digs it to Kelsey Judy. Back set to Paige Forkamp, who just kind of throws it into the girl's face. She doesn't even give her a chance to even think about it. She throws the ball so hard and so well, and she sees the ball well. Another one of those hoppers that can hang for years because she's got great hops. Kai Wendell back to serve. Great serve by Kai Wendell. Pandora has a nice play, but goes into the net. Score or point for the Indians. Makes the score 15-6.
Let's make this one a quick one.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Yep, keep her going. Kai Wendell, short serve. Comes back over to Paige Judy. And then Cassidy Martin just dribbles a kill over. And again, I can hear Steve Stone holler at me, "That's not a kill. That's not a kill." That was a dribbling kill. Kai Wendell for the serve. Pandora kind of struggles with a little bit, and the libero has to attack it again, and she attacks it way out of bounds.
Yep.
We don't even have to think about that one. So, Kai Wendell back to serve again, 17-6 in favor of the Indians.
Kai puts it over and falls.
It's not really an ace. They just kind of let it drop, but it was a good serve.
Yep.
Good serve for Kai Wendell. Okay, Kyle Wendell back to serve again. Pandora to their left side hitter. Oh, man, she got another hit down the line. I think we're jumping a little bit late on our blocking out there. I think I'm not sure the timing's not quite there. So number 13 for Pandora gets it. Or I'm sorry, number 3 got a great kill. Back to serve. It's Pandora. Serve receive. Out of bounds. Pandora serves it way out of bounds. They're making it easy on us. That rotates us. Let's put Madison Ramel on the front row, and Paige Forkamp gets to serve instead of, let's see, who subs in her? Hannah Kanapke. So Paige Forkamp has got this wind-up, huge kill, dig to Kaya, to Madison, to Marty, who just nails it.
About the Paige Forkamp, that's incredible.
Yeah, Paige
that's like
Forkamp.
That's a Paige Jones move right there.
Yeah.
That's a for sure a college volleyball serve right there.
Yeah,
the ball way up in the air and
just nail it. And she does. She puts it way up in the air and she just nails it. And I'll tell you what, number three for Pandora has done a great job of getting that ball up.
No talk between.
Nope. And Kai Wendell had a great dig, and I'm not sure if...
I thought Paige was going to get to it, but then she kind of just stopped and waited. She thought Maddie was going to get to it. So.
Yep. And that was Maddie's hesitation. Oh, I thought she was getting it, and she wasn't. Yeah. So the ball drops on the Indian side. Short ball, Stone gets to it barely. To Madison Ramel, and Hannah Kanapke makes a beautiful back row attack. Beautiful back row attack by Hannah Kanapke. And that's always been her thing. Hannah's always been a great great hitter, especially on that back row. It's always been her thing. So, in for the Indians is Alexis Bupp for Paige Judy. 21-8 in favor of the Indians. Indians block number 13 from the Pandora. So Cassidy Martin, Carly Stone get a both get a block on that one. Alexis back to serve again. Steady Eddie. That's what we call her. Steady Eddie. Pandora handles it and gets a great hit, but not with Kaya Wendell out there. To Madison Ramble to Carly Stone. Carly Stone gets caught in the net a little bit. I think her momentum took her right in the net. I think her chin hair might have got the net. I'm not sure. I don't know, but she just barely got the net. So gives Pandora a point. Buppy to Ramel to Stone. And Stone sees that huge hole again. Yep. She gets a great kill.
It's incredible how some of these girls just can just see it and react to it quick enough where the other team can't pick up on it. So
she saw the court well there. Makes her score 23-9. Cassidy Martin back to serve. Pandora puts it in play. The libero, Hannah Kanapke to Madison Ramel out to Stone. Tries to roll it over. Just doesn't quite fall that time. Hits it right into the net. 23-10. Nice pass by Hannah to Ramel. Back set to Stone, who gets blocked.
Good job, Maddie Ramel.
Yeah, Kaya Wendell gets a great dig, and Maddie Ramel just turns around and drills it. So Paige Fourcamp back in the lineup, and Madison Ramel goes back to serve for a game point. Okay, so Madison Ramel keeps it in play. Pandora handles it. Miscommunication. There was almost injury there.
Almost.
So Indians pull this one off, 25-10. And we're going to take a little break here. We'll come back in a little bit.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
So we're back here at Pandora Galboa, and the Indians take it 2 quick, easy games. What was the score?
That one was 12, I believe.
25-12, and then what do you have for first one?
Yeah, the first game was 10, I believe.
25-10.
Yeah, so it's like we're handling them pretty easily, letting girls play.
Let's talk a little about this next year. I mean, you think losing Carly Stone, losing Bob Kai,
I think
it's going to be a little bit, but I really think there's a lot of, like, you have Judy back, you have Ramel back, you got Fourcamp back, you got Cass back. I mean, you have Garkey back.
I think we'll
be just. I think we'll be almost we could be even better next year.
Yeah, I mean, with I think Brooke Colley coming up has
yeah for sure
done
she'll
a
take she'll
job.
Take Kaya's.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
That's what my sister always like when we talk about this, and she says, I mean, Brooke Colley is going to be the one to take Kaya's spot. And,
she does a nice job. Yeah, she does for a real nice job back there. And she's a great middle back. And it's hard to find a great, great middle back. I'll tell you, somebody that can get to the balls that girl gets to.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. So she does a nice job.
Thursday, volleyball team will host Coldwater. That's a big one. We got it. This one, if we could get this would be a huge.
Huge confidence booster.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For even going into tournament, that could be. Yeah. Incredible. And then Friday, boys football team host Delphus St. John's homecoming night. So I'll be broadcasting with Jeff Hobbs and Joe Browns, and we're back.
We're back. Kai Wendell puts the ball in play. Pandora to Paige Judy to Madison Rammel to Fortcamp, who hits it down the line for the kill. Not real hard, but it doesn't need to be.
Nope.
You know, she didn't put a whole lot on it, but she knew where to put it, and that's all that matters. I mean, it doesn't matter how hard you hit it to get a kill, so.
Just got a text from Neil, and he told me to say Rockin' with the Rocker will be on at 8:15. Hopefully, he'll be back in time for that.
Yep. Kaya Wendell for the short dribbler. Puts it back over to us, to Paige Fourcamp, to Madison Rammel, to Cassidy Martin. Those
scoreboard.
Two. Yep, and bounces off the scoreboard. So Cassidy Martin gets us a great kill out of the middle there. Just a quick little set, and as quick as she is, she's up and down before you can even blink. For most people. So Kai Wendell back to serve again. Nice deep serve, and number three for the Pandora Gilboa cannot handle it. So, and she, I think that's about the fourth time she used her hands.
I don't know why she's
received.
Trying to.
Yeah, she needs to back up a little bit and use her forearms. Just a matter of moving the feet. And I know people get tired of hearing move your feet, but.
It's true.
Sometimes you're just stuck in mud. And then a little roll shot. Paige Judy takes it to Madison Rammel. Back out to Paige Judy, who gets a great slicing kill. I think that's one thing Paige Judy has done well this year is step in there and play a little left side defense where she struggled at last year. Just, you know, being a freshman, and I think she's come out and done a nice job this year for that. Kaya Wendell for the serve. Pandora puts it in play. Number 13 gets a great hit, but Paige Judy is there to play defense to Madison Rammel, who backs it to Fortcamp, who just pounds it. Pounds it from the right side. Again, another one of those, like I said earlier, she's got hops and she's quick and she can do a lot with that ball, so she does a nice job. Makes score 5-0. And
it's in.
Kaya Wendell serves a deep ball. She decides to go a little different. And, you know, after three short balls, I think she scooted them up just enough that they thought that was sailing out of bounds, and it wasn't even close. So Kaya Wendell for the ace, 6-0. And then Pandora can just barely handles this one. Cassidy Martin for the dig to Madison Rammel to Cassidy Martin for the kill. Great play. Great play. Madison and Cassidy just have a great connection, those two. I mean, they've been playing together since 7th grade. Then you put them 2 years together in club, and they just know each other pretty well and what they're going to do before they do it. So it helps that they might be slightly related. Kaya Wendell, great serve short, solo block by Cassidy Martin. And they put it in play but can't get it over on the third hit. Libero just kind of passes it straight up. So timeout, Pandora Gilboa, 8-0, Indians.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at Pandora Gilboa for the third and hopefully final set. Looks so far, not going to jinx them, but 8-0 Indians on a run with Kyle Wendell back there serving. She's been, like I said earlier, she's been one of the better servers we have. So,
she gets a deep one. Pandora puts it in play to the setter, to the back row attacker. Carly Stone for the dig to Madison Rammel, out to Paige Judy. down, straight down. Right down the line, right where she need to put it. That girl's mixing it up really well tonight. She's, you know, if it's not cross court, she's going down the line. She's seeing her blockers. And Pandora's got a number nine over there that's only about, she looks like, what, maybe 5 foot, maybe?
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to see that and take advantage of that. So, oh, Kaya Wendell, man, gets an ace serve.
She was going to go flying into the table.
Yeah, I did too. I was a little nervous about that one. So, 10-0, Indians. It looks like Pandora's lost a little bit of their groove here.
Yeah.
Kaya to Pandora to outside hitter. Gets blocked. Good. Gets blocked by Cassidy and Paige Forkamp. Kaya Wendell is hot on the service line tonight. As long as she stays consistent, she's got quite a roll. I think she's got about 7 or 8 in a row. Another great serve. A dig. Great dig by Paige. Then she roll shots it over off of a set by Stone. Pandora keeps it in play to Kaya Wendell, to Madison Rammel, to Marty. They keep it in play, and they're doing a nice job. Kaya Wendell to Madison Rammel puts it right on top of the net for Judy. And Judy gets the kill. Pandora's in the net. Good thing that Judy has some long, lengthy arms that she could reach for that ball. So we get another kill for the Indians. Paige Judy is hot. I wish I would have tracked her kills. I'm not sure. She's had quite a few tonight.
Yeah.
So, Kaya Wendell back to serve. And Pandora struggles. Kaya Wendell for the great dig. Carly Stone for a dig. They're just pounding it back at us, and we just keep putting it up in the air. That's our typical MO. Keep the ball up in the air. Pandora, Madison Rammel gets a dig.
Good hustle
by Kaya.
And
we keep it in play. Kaya Wendell has just been all over the court. I think she does it. She is just phenomenal. Carly Stone gets a great dig to Maddie Rammel. Back to Paige Forkamp, who pounds the right side hit. God love her back there. She does a nice, nice job. Girl's able to adjust to just about anywhere you put her. So she did a nice job. Kaya Wendell still serving. 13 zip. Great serve. Pandora keeps it in play. They have a back row attacker. Madison Rammel for the dig to Kaya Wendell. Back set, or actually keeps it right in the middle of the court for Stone, who just pounds it from the back row. So 14 zip. Favor of the Indians. We're on a roll.
Yeah. Kaya's been...
it's been hot. And I think Maddie's doing a great job of mixing up her hitters, and they're all getting a little chance to get a little something-something. So... Kaya Wendell gets another great serve, and they don't do, they kind of struggle with it. Stone to Rammel to Marty. Marty just pounds it. Maddie Rammel knows right where she's at, and the timing, you just can't get any better than that.
Nope.
Can't get any better. Caught him sleeping, 15 zip. Kaya's not letting anybody play tonight. And they tip it. They just roll it. Just barely roll it over, and Paige Judy can't quite get to it. So that ends that huge, huge serving streak by Kaya Wendell. 15-1. Pandora gets their point.
Yeah.
So serve receive. Kaya Wendell, has to take her hands. Struggles a little bit with that. Paige Judy roll shots it right in the middle of the court. Paige Forkamp roll shots it right in the middle of the court. For the kill.
Not a good look by her.
Yeah, and that's a hard hit to hit. Yeah. When it's coming over your shoulder like that, I don't even recommend they hit it when it's coming over your shoulder like that, because nine times out of 10, you're going to hit it out of bounds, or it's going to go right in the net, or something. So Hannah Kanapke goes back to serve and gets a great, great serve. Ace on the end line. So, and they kind of let that one drop. They thought that was sailing out of bounds, and it just took a nosedive. Nosedive right to the end line. So... 17-1, Hannah Kanapke back to serve again. Pandora puts it in play to the middle hitter. To Kaya Wendell for the dig, to Madison Rammel, out to Paige Judy. Pounds it.
That was straight down.
Straight down. That, you know, and that's what she needs to be doing when you have little blockers, and when they're late, you got to see it. And I think she's seeing it.
She's seen it for sure.
Especially
with her height.
Yeah, you can see a lot out there with that height. So Hannah Kanapke again. That little back set by Pandora. Kaya Wendell for a great dig to Madison Rammel, who double hits it. Thank goodness they're not calling him tonight, because she wasn't planted. She kind of set on the run.
I think she's realizing too.
Yeah, she's kind of like, oh, thank goodness Todd Hinkle isn't up for us tonight. Had a good call. So Hannah Kanapke gets a great kill out of the back row by a really ugly assist by Madison Rammel. And she gets to serve again, back set to Pandora. And she hits it out of bounds. And they have a nice little slide, a nice little play there. But 20-1 in favor of the Indians. Pandora wants to talk about it. So we're going to take a timeout.
For Recovery Insurance Agency. Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Well, why did you call?
To make sure you still have something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Pandora Galboa, home of the Rockets. 20-1 score. Indians leading this one. It's really got out of hand quick.
Yeah, it has. And I don't know if it was the rotation with the hitters up front, the good serving, but we just got in a great groove there for a while. So gets us a pretty big cushion here.
Yeah.
5 points away from a 3-game sweep. Hannah Kanapke back to serve. She serves a nice short serve. They struggle with it. But they get a nice down ball to Kaya Wendell, whose digging is phenomenal. Paige Forkamp, or Paige Judy, gets blocked, but it goes out of bounds. So
maybe Paige hit it.
Yeah, I did too. The way they looked at her, I wasn't sure she hit that or not. So she let that go after she hit it. But it was a great block.
Yep.
Good hands on the ball, but just going out of bounds. So Hannah Kanapke back to serve. Short ball. Pandora back right out to the middle. Hannah Kanapke for the dig to Madison Rammel, to Paige Judy, who hits it off the top of the pole. I think a little lack of concentration there. And sometimes with plays like that, you just have to really slow yourself down and concentrate on what you're doing and not try to make a huge play out of something. So Kaya Wendell to Madison Rammel, out to Marty. God love her. She hits the ball hard. She hit it well right down the line. Gets us a great kill, 22-2. We're going to let Paige Judy serve. So Paige Judy gets to serve tonight. I haven't seen her serve in a while. And she's got a great jump serve, but she keeps it in play. And Carly Stone misses a deflected play off the block. So
I'm not real big into volleyball, but what's the reason why she isn't? Is it just not a rotation spot that she gets to? Or?
Yeah, you mean Paige Judy?
Yeah, both Paige's actually.
Yeah.
Just the rotation?
Yeah, just the rotation. And with Paige, oh, great kill by Carly Stone. With both of them, if you have Buppy serve, you just have a little bit better defense.
Yeah.
And then same thing with Fort Camp, if you have Hannah Kanapke serving, you have better defense. So it's kind of nice to let them serve every now and then. But you kind of sacrifice a little bit for, Pandora gets caught way in the net. She might have been a little out of control going at that one. So Cassidy Martin gets us a nice service point, makes game point, 24-3. And the ball comes over the net, and Madison Rammel says, let's end this.
Yeah.
So she just pounds it on the overpass, makes our score 25-3 in favor of the Indians. So the Indians sweep the Pandora Galboa Rockets 25-10, 25-12, and 25-3.
Good.
I think Pandora kind of ran out of gas there at the end.
Yep. Good win for sure for the Indians going into Thursday.
Yeah, yep. Much needed, a little confidence. Yep. And in my eyes, they're working on some things they don't normally get to work on, so with free balls and stuff like that.
Sure.
So. Nice win by the Indians.
Good win.
Yep, I'm checking out.
Okay.
So you got it.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Yep. Volleyball will host Coldwater on Thursday, and that will be broadcasted by Steve Stone and Diana Rammel. On Friday, the football team will host Delphi St. John's homecoming night. That will be also broadcasted by Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns. And this will send us out from Pandora Galboa. See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio for our Indians volleyball. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by the local sponsors you heard during tonight's broadcast. We now send you back to our regular program.